When news spread in September that Saudi Arabia, the world's biggest oil producer, might not peg the riyal to the dollar declined in world markets. Oil-rich Kuwait had already freed its dinar from the dollar, tying it to a basket of stronger currencies. The United Arab Emirates and Qatar hinted they might soon follow. Many experts say that because most Persian Gulf states hold large dollar reserves, any change in their monetary policies could weaken the dollar further. Most of the countries in the Persian Gulf, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, and Bahrain, tied their currencies to the dollar years ago. Local currencies gained credibility from their link to the dollar, and it helped the region reap the benefits of America's strong dollar policy throughout the 1980s and 1990s. But many experts contend that U.S. monetary policy no longer meets local needs. They say the booming economies in the Persian Gulf, where oil prices have quadrupled during the past 5 years, need higher interest rates to fight inflation. But the U.S. has taken looser monetary action aimed at fending off recession.
Their economies and that of the U.S. are increasingly out of sync.
David Taylor is a Middle East expert with Oxford Analytica, an international consulting firm headquartered in Britain.
The falling U.S. dollar and the cuts in U.S. interest rates are designed for an economic cycle in the U.S., which is totally different from the economic cycle in the Gulf. And so they are being obliged to defend the peg and to discourage speculation, more or less following U.S. interest rate cuts, which aren't what they need at all. And that's the basis of the problem. And the main deleterious effect is the fact that it's helping to push up inflation.
According to the International Monetary Fund, most Persian Gulf economies are experiencing their worst inflation in years. Last year, inflation averaged 12% in Qatar and about 10% in the United Arab Emirates. In Saudi Arabia, it doubled to about 5%. Oxford Analytica's David Taylor says some of the Persian Gulf states still have strong political and economic reasons to peg their currencies to the dollar. He says Saudi Arabia, the largest economy in the region, for example, wants to protect its large dollar investments abroad.
If it did break the peg, it might well cause a loss of confidence in the dollar, which would diminish the value of these assets. There are also some question marks about causes and effect. I think quite a lot of the inflation is actually domestically generated and therefore wouldn't necessarily be affected by change of this sort.
The other thing is the United States guarantees the security of Saudi Arabia.
Peter Morisi teaches international economics at the University of Maryland.
Saudi Arabia is a very sparsely populated country which can hardly defend itself, and the Saudi royal family looks to the United States to sustain stability. It's not about to tweak the United States by endorsing a basket of currencies. Those kinds of choices and discussions are as much political and ideological as they are grounded in sound economics.
Morisi adds that the U.S. economy is the locomotive that pulls the world.
If the dollar is no longer a reserve currency, then Asian markets would view the recession in the United States as ho-hum. People who invest worldwide are frightened about the future of the U.S. economy, which itself is an indicator of its importance.
Countries, because of the flight of the dollar, have experienced a painful adjustment in their reserves, and they would like to diversify to other currencies.
Christian Weller is an expert on international finance at the Center for American Progress in Washington.
You want to invest in a country that actually has a transparent, large, liquid financial market and financial system. I think that makes it harder to invest in China or invest in India, where the markets are fairly small and very illiquid markets. I mean, you can go into the euro, but there is no one euro market. You can buy euro assets in Germany and Italy and Denmark, but there's no one market. And I think that speaks very much for investing in the U.S. because it is the largest and most liquid financial market.
Furthermore, argues Erwin Stelzer, a senior economist with the Washington-based Hudson Institute, the U.S. economy, unmatched in size and vitality, is well equipped to weather any slowdown.
We have learned how to manage monetary policy. We've learned how to manage fiscal policy. And we have an economy that is enormously varied and resilient, where people change jobs, where they move from depressed states to states where there are more opportunities, where capital moves around the system with great speed from industries that are dying to industries that are growing.
Many experts, including Stelzer, say that America's economic preeminence rests not on the value of its currency, but its ability to lead regions like the Persian Gulf to a stable and sustainable 21st century global economy. For Focus, I'm Yela De Franceschi.